to the splendor, the spectacle, the sparkling sensation, where the romance, the comedy, and the thrill of Disney fantasies come to electric life.
And as our friend Jiminy said, welcome. Welcome to the Disney Nerds Podcast, a place each week where like-minded people get together to discuss all things Disney. We'll help you get your Disney fix on. Here we go.
A Magic Kingdom proudly presents, in a million points of musical light, the magical worlds of Disney.
Hello and welcome back to the Disney Nerds Podcast. I'm Sam from Sam's Disney Diary. This evening I have with me the one, the only, the Maz. Edward, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great, Sam. How are you?
I am great. You know, we're back from that trip. We're still thinking so much about it now, thinking about all of the good things. Not necessarily those unfortunate weather situations, but, you know, we learn from them and we move on, right?
Oh, yeah, no doubt, no doubt.
One of the surprises that I ran into down there, and you may be thinking the same thing. While we were there, any surprises jump out at you?
Well, definitely. We were talking about this earlier, and one of the things that we thought was really kind of a surprise was the Muppet presence that was over the other parks outside of Hollywood Studios. Maybe about 2-3 weeks before we went, we start hearing rumors, and then the actual opening of the new Muppets exhibit in Liberty Square over the Magic Kingdom. And just before I left, I happened to see somebody's videos of the Muppets Lab, the automated type of setup that they had over.
Yeah, and both of these things were pretty interesting. So the former, the Great Moments in History, which is in Liberty Square over at Magic Kingdom, and I can still and I've not looked or listened, but Great Moments in History, but just the American parts that stuck in my mind. I just think that was so cool, and it was a pretty cool comic show about great moments in history. And I thought it was kind of cool. Did you get to catch that?
Oh, I definitely did. That was before I left. We knew about it, so that was on one of my lists as far as how to see. And I was lucky enough to catch the show.
I was able to catch the show on my last day down, which was really cool. And I think that – I know I had my video camera, and at some point that will be a video. But did you catch some audio of that while you're there?
Oh, of course. Audio, video, photographs. I love something new, and this was brand new to me, and it was really, really good.
It was good. So one – I wasn't exactly sure where they were going to do this when I got there. I just heard it's in Liberty Square next to the Hall of Presidents. So I sort of pictured it being a different place than it actually was. I pictured it sort of being between – the Harbor House and the Great Hall of Presidents, sort of on that side. And that's really not where it was. It was more around the corner. So if you were standing in front of the old Christmas shop looking at the Hall of Presidents, above the Hall of Presidents was a part of the show. And then to the right, which I guess which would be above the counter service right there with the chicken and waffles that Jimmy's always talking about.
It's actually a little before that. They have the exit when you exit out of the Hall of Presidents. It's called the Heritage House.
The Heritage House.
Which at one point was a store that had revolutionary-type gifts like Declaration of Independence and books and hats and things like that. The last 6 months, it's been basically empty. We've talked about it on earlier shows as a place you could charge your phone and just sit down and kind of take a break. I think they mentioned they've had some meet-and-greets in there also. Well, they basically built above that. And that's basically where we have the stage, where I had thought about it when I heard it, that it was going to be a stage, but lower down. The way they did it, though, they made it on the second floor, and it's an awesome thing.
Definitely. It's up so that you're looking up at the Muppets, three windows that open up, and then Sam the Eagle is high above the Hall of Presidents in his very presidential attire and obviously brings quite a bit of comic relief, as they all do. To this show.
Oh, no doubt. It's a great show, and it is perfect because it stops the crowd, it gets the crowd really into the show, and it actually teaches a little history, too.
It does, just the American parts.
Oh, of course.
Which was funny. I think we need to listen to it.
Town crier of Liberty Square, but my friends call me JJ. Gather around, we're just about to begin.
closer, all ye people, gather round and listen well. I've got a satchel full of history's greatest tales to tell. Your hair will stand on end with all the history and such.
Unless, of course, you're bald like me, in which case, not so much.
Hey, Sam, it's Sam Eagle, everybody. Tell us, Sam, what great American story are we sharing today?
Today we shall salute the Declaration of Independence!
Ah, a great story indeed. The people of the colonies, they said, let freedom ring! Declared their independence.
Then they overthrew the king!
There were battles, there was violence, there were spies and traitors too.
But we won't speak about all that. This is wholesome, through and through.
Right, let's bring out some friends to help us. Hey there, that's your cue!
Welcome! Hiya!
Great moments in history.
La la la.
Great moments in history.
And this one features more.
And here's what you will take away in all your minds and hearts.
Great moments in history, but only the American parts. But just the American parts.
Great moments in history.
But just the American parts.
That's right, Sam.
And as the official Liberty Square historian, I have drafted tributes to every important event in American history. JJ, please remind everyone which great moment we are sharing today.
The Declaration of Independence.
Excellent. I read it every night before bed, and so should you. And now I will recite, from memory, the entire Declaration of Independence. When in the course of human events...
Sam?
Kermit, you are interrupting America!
Sam, Dan and I were talking, and we had some ideas to make your show more entertaining.
Entertaining? Mm-hmm. In a theme park?
Yes.
Highly unusual.
Please, Sam? JJ, I could use a little help here.
Sure, Kermit. Let's put this to a vote. All those in favor of making Sam's story more entertaining, say aye!
Aye!
The ayes have it!
Oh, it appears democracy has spoken. All right, Kermit, you and your band of weirdos can help.
Okay.
But please, do it with dignity.
Oh, sure, Sam, we always do things with dignity.
Hey, Kermit, the all-chicken chorus is ready for their big number, the Cluck Herd Round the World.
What does that mean?
Kermit! What part of the war are we playing in today's performance?
Well, Piggy, this is a story about the Founding Fathers. And there's no part for you.
No part for moi? Oh, we'll see about that.
Sheesh. Okay, places, everyone. Sam, JJ, take it away.
All right, friends. What do you say? You want to help us make history?
Yeah!
Excellent! Cue the patriotic music! The year is 1776! We are in Philadelphia!
Philadelphia!
JJ, why are you doing that?
I don't want to go there.
I'm the town crier!
Well, cheer up and allow me to continue! The year is 1776, and the Second Continental Congress has convened.
Roll call, Thomas Jefferson.
Hey ho, Jefferson here.
John Adams.
Hey, that's me.
And the highly quotable Benjamin Franklin.
Ah, Ben Franklin here. A penny saved is a penny earned. And if at first you don't succeed, then skydiving is definitely not the sport for you.
Let's hear it for your founding fathers. Sam?
The delegates are discussing the question of America's independence from England, and there is much debate.
That's you guys.
Debate.
Point of view.
Opinion.
Says you.
Argument.
Point.
Out the corner.
I'll take two hot dogs with extra mayo.
That sounds appealing. Like that.
Will you get on with it?
Okay, Sam. Guys, look, let's get down to business. Does anyone have any arguments in favor of independence?
I do. Our continued association with England has grown intolerable. King George has altered our government, enforced cruel repression, and abolished our rights.
Wow, nice job, Gonzo. I don't remember all that. Yeesh, that's gonna leave a mark.
Okay, now, does anyone have any arguments in favor of England and King George?
Boo! No King George! No
all
King
together,
George.
Everyone!
No King George! No King George! No King George! No King George!
Did someone call Mark?
Piggy, what are you doing here? I told you there's no part for you in this show.
Of course there is! After all, we're better to play royalty than what? All hail King George!
Piggy, women aren't kings, they're queens.
Fine! All hail Queen Georgette!
I protest! This is not historically accurate! The king was not at the Congress!
You got a bear playing Ben Franklin. You're doing a great job at it. Let's hear it for the bear, huh?
Go Fozzie! Go Fozzie!
Stop that!
Go Fozzie!
Guys,
go Fozzie!
Continue, please.
Sorry.
Sorry, Kermit.
King George? I mean, Queen Georgette? You are not a good ruler.
What?
Yes, you. You mistreat the colonists. You raise taxes. You are drunk with power.
You might even say she's intoxicated.
Yes, Queen Georgette, can't you see? The colonists are angry.
We are angry.
The colonists are irate.
We are irate.
The colonists are revolting.
We are revolting.
Say that again.
We are revolting.
Sorry. Okay, it's time to vote. JJ, please.
Sure. All those in favor of declaring our independence from England and King, Queen Georgette, say aye.
Aye!
The ayes have it. Let's declare our independence.
Yeah!
Queen Georgette, it appears you lose.
Wait, what? I lose?
Well, sure, Piggy. You see, in the American Revolution, England loses, which means the king, or the queen, loses.
Excuse me? It is I, Georgette Washington!
And I cannot tell a lie!
I'm a fabulous!
This is a travesty! Enough of this nonsense! Can we please move on?
Sure, Sam. Now we need someone to write the declaration.
We need someone with the brains.
Someone with the wit.
Someone with a pen.
Okay. I, Thomas Jefferson, will write the declaration. But I'm going to need everyone's help.
Let's start with a list of demands, shall we? I demand...
I want a case of rubber chicken.
Did somebody say chicken?
Okay, girl, we get it.
A trip to a case of banana fruit.
Guys, when Jefferson wrote the Declaration, it was more than a list of demands.
What?
Oh.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, it was about things we all believe in. Things worth fighting for. Things that inspired the birth of a new nation.
Gee, Kermit, what do you mean?
Well, like the Declaration says, we hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are,
all together now,
life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
Why are you crying? I thought that was pretty good.
It wasn't good. It was glorious.
Yeah! Way to go, everyone.
Hey, Sam, I guess now you're the town crier.
Just ring the bell.
Let freedom ring!
Great moment in history, the 4th day of July. Great moment in history, we said to George goodbye.
American parts.
Marks.
The
Franklin. No hard feelings. You're still one of our best friends.
Thanks for joining us, everybody. You know, I'm feeling especially patriotic. I'm going to go inside the Hall of Presidents.
I have bug seats.
Come along, everybody.
See you inside. Oh, you're all going to be there.
So long, everybody.
So that was the show that was based on the Declaration of Independence, and it was incredible. I love the way JJ keeps the crowd into the show, and basically you don't see this on the audio, of course, but he's holding up signs. He unscrolls these scrolls that look like the Declaration that basically has the response for the crowd on it. So we're all very, very included in this, and you can hear it from the way the crowd gets involved.
Absolutely, and I was there a little early, Ed, before it started, because this is on the Times Guide, by the way, so you can find out when it's going to happen. And he did a good job of interacting and getting people ready for something that was going to happen. So I thought it was pretty cool. It wasn't just like, boom, here's the Muppet music and here's the show. He was getting people ready for this thing before it started. So I don't know if you noticed that or not, but it was good.
Oh, I did, and you got to realize, and we didn't explain this fully, but JJ's a real cast member. Yes. He's a face character who's dressed in revolutionary clothes. He walks into the square in front of the Hall of Presidents and then over a little bit and stands up, and he is the town crier, and he announces that the show is going to happen. And he basically has some things to start out with and then talk to the crowd and basically chant back and forth with. It was nice to start. He gets everybody involved, and everybody starts stopping. And then the next thing you know, we have an appearance of Sam on top of the Hall of Presidents.
As Sam the Eagle. Boom, there he is. And that was pretty good. You can't have this show without Sam the Eagle.
Well, sure. He represents America, of course.
Absolutely.
And the show was really cool because they talked about the Declaration of Independence. They talked about the British. They talked about the role of the different people in the American Revolution. And they were doing a really, really great skit. These are true Muppets in that there were cast members controlling them and working them. And it was flawless in my eyes. The sound was right there. The mouths were working perfectly. You were very into that show. These guys were talking to you. Kermit was telling me about the Declaration of Independence.
And that's what was good about it. We were getting a little history. We were having fun with it. A little bit of laughs. You guys heard all that good stuff.
Oh, yeah, definitely, definitely. And you heard Gonzo, you heard Fozzie, you heard Miss Piggy, of course.
At one point, she was Georgette Washington, which I thought was funny because they told her she couldn't be George. So. But hey, guys just heard that. It was good.
Very cool. So I really enjoyed that. That, to me, was a good surprise and something new, and I always enjoy that. Over at Epcot, I got to see something that I've heard about in past years but I've never seen in person. And it was the Muppets Mobile Lab. For those of you that don't know, the Muppets Mobile Lab was the initiative brought by the Disney company probably about 6 or 7 years ago. Sam, do you know what the actual name of that initiative was?
Because the project was originally Disney's Living Character Initiative. And we heard a lot about this at one of the first D23s. But to give you guys sort of an idea of this next generation interactive show specifically planned for Disney theme parks, a couple of them you're very, very aware of. And out of that initiative came We'll Talk with Crush and Monsters, Inc. Laugh Floor. So it's that technology to engage with the audience and allow them to think, hey, these are real characters. We just happen to see them on the screen. Two other parts of that initiative were Lucky the Dinosaur and this Muppet Mobile Lab, which is kind of cool. It's a free-roving audio animatronic entertainment center is what they refer to it at. And they've been doing lots of testing with it in California Adventure. And recently it showed up here in Epcot, and we were all surprised about it. That was pretty cool.
Oh, I was really, really happy to see this. And again, I was able to see either a video or I saw somebody's post about 2-3 days before we left, so I knew to look for it. However, I was still surprised when I found it because there is no schedule.
Yeah, there is no schedule. And you know, part of me wants to think this is testing Muppet Mobile Lab, and we can, you know, speculate or hope that maybe this ends up over at Hollywood Studios in the new redesign as part of Muppet Land. We know they're doing some other things there. But at the end of the day, it's a pretty cool experiment, and it's a pretty neat way to bring the Muppets to you. So this is Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker, and in fact, when you look into the technology just a little bit, of course, Disney never really tells you what they're doing, but we know that it's modeled and based on a Segway platform. It's a two-wheeled vehicle, a science lab that sort of resembles a rocket ship, and it's piloted by Dr. Bunsen Honeydew and Beaker, sort of the assistants. It interacts with guests with special effects and some foggers and flashing lights and a sign that flips on the side of it and gives you some clues as to what's coming up next. Confetti and jets of water. In fact, an interesting thing that I noticed, Ed, and you guys can see it in the video, when the confetti goes off, there's a lot of confetti. And when it's windy in Epcot, there were a lot of people that needed to clean that up after it was finished. I thought that was funny. I don't know if you noticed.
Yeah, oh, no. I do remember the confetti toward the end of the show, and I have a theory as far as why there is no schedule for the show of this thing. When we watched it toward the end of it, it kind of malfunctioned a little bit, where the doctor stops talking. Bunsen Honeydew just basically stopped talking mid-sentence. It was toward the end of it, and his helpers, the scientists that were walking around with him, basically just started walking it off. So I'm thinking maybe they can't commit to a schedule, and they're going to bring it out whenever they can.
Yeah, I'm with you there. Here's another interesting note that I'll pass along. In 2009, this attraction, Muppets Mobile Lab, was honored with a Theo Award for the most outstanding technical achievement in the theme park industry. So that's kind of cool. When it came out, it was pretty cool. But we haven't seen it a lot, so this is kind of fun to have it back.
Right. I wonder why he took the break, or was it just in California so we didn't see it?
Well, it was in California and it was in Hong Kong for a little while.
And if it's so great, why is there only one?
That's a really good question. Could have to do with the money that it took to make it. Who knows?
Perhaps.
Anyway, you got to see it, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes, I did. We saw it right behind Spaceship Earth.
Same place I saw it.
So, yep, as you pass Spaceship Earth, right before the Penn Station, it was in that little courtyard area.
I got so lucky in this particular case. It was our last day. Our flight was at maybe 3 p.m. We're at the boardwalk, so we're going to spend the last day in Epcot. We walked to the front of the park, went to Spaceship Earth, which is what you do when you go to Epcot. And right as we were exiting, we come out, and usually I go to the Art of Disney to check out what's new across the way there, and I hear the Muppet music starting. So I was able to immediately go right to where they were, and I caught video of this, and it was awesome.
Squirrel.
Exactly, squirrel. But this time it was a good squirrel. In fact, my daughter looked at me and thought, what is going on? And then she remembered. I could see the lights go off in her eyes. Oh, yeah, it's a Muppet thing he's been talking about the whole trip that we haven't seen.
Oh, very cool. You were very lucky.
Yes, I was. And we have some audio that we can share.
Is everyone enjoying their day so far?
Yay!
It's great to hear. Now allow us to introduce ourselves. I am Dr. Bunsen Honeydew, and up there, peddling his heart out, is my loyal laboratory assistant, Beaker! Also with us are our intrepid interns. Let's have a hand for Newton and Einstein! From Muppet Labs, where for many years I've created inventions to make everyone's life easier. Right, Beaker? We've been invited by Mr. Mickey Mouse himself to share some of the groundbreaking work going on in Muppet Labs and to get you excited about science. Let me hear you!
Woo!
So to bring the thrill of the lab directly to you, I've invented this most remarkable vehicle. Introducing the Muppet Mobile Lab! Everybody go, ooh! I know, isn't science fun? Okay, Mickey, let's start off with a bang by introducing my newest invention. Mankind has always yearned to explore the galaxies, so today we shall attempt to blast a chicken into space. Introducing Space Chicken. All right, Beaker, prepare the chicken launcher. Once into Priscilla. Come in, Priscilla. Are you ready? Over. Of course we're going to use Priscilla, Beaker. She's our test chicken. Yes, it's safe, Beaky. After all, I invented it. We will now begin our countdown for this historic launch. When we reach zero, everybody look upward, wave, and shout, Bon voyage, Priscilla! Ready, everyone? The headlines will read, the first small step of hope for mankind. Say it with me, folks. Bon voyage, Priscilla! Wow, everyone, look. She's so high, you can barely see her. Whoopi, you forgot to strap the monitoring device onto her? Come in, Priscilla. Can you hear me? Oh, dear. Well, safe travels, Priscilla. I hear Mars needs chickens. What's that, Beaker? You're quitting? Well, I'll miss Priscilla, too, but that's no reason to leave Muppet Labs. Hello. Oh, she's picking up some feathers. Okay, excellent. Now, Beaker, you still want to leave? Because all these people are going to be heartbroken. Isn't that right, everybody? Don't you love Beaker and you want him to stay? Let's hear you.
Yeah.
See that, Beaky? You could never be replaced. All right, time to find your replacement. Beaker's replacement could be any one of you. And since my Muppet Mobile Lab is a top-secret prototype, you all must be sworn to secrecy. My soon-to-be-replaced assistant, Beaker, will swear you in. Everyone raise your right hand. Here you go. Very nice. And repeat after Beaker. Me. Me, 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 me. Very good, everybody. Hello there, sir, with the white shirt and the gray shorts there, with the dark spectacles?
Yes.
Hello there.
Hello.
You look like the makings of a future lab assistant, sir.
Yes.
What is your name, please?
Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike. And, by the way, Mike, your name is Mike, right?
Yes.
Yes, correct. Mike is his name, yes. Now, Mike, of course, you're doing very well so far, but out of curiosity, which part of the oath was most important to you? The oath that Beaker said earlier. The
me part.
The me part? Well, that's my part, my favorite part, too. And you know, Mike, I recognize you now. And folks, you're never going to believe this, but Mike and I went to school together. My goodness, it's a small world. I love this song, don't you, Mike? Now, Mike, on to the formalities. The formalities of the application process. Then it's time for the all-important eye exam. You see, a good scientist knows that safety depends on perfect eyesight. If you do not have the ability to observe the most intricate of details, it could cause a dangerous safety hazard. That's why our Muppet Labs are modeled safety first. Right, Beaker? Okay, Mike, now please look at the words on the side of the lab and read them out loud after I pull this lever. Here we go.
I am so good looking.
Yes, yes you are. It's good to have a positive image of oneself, Mike, but if you could please read the words that are located on the side of the lab. Try a different one.
No, seriously, I am so good looking.
If we were testing egos rather than eyesight, you'd pass with flying colors. Woo! All right, Mike, this is your last chance. I know you can do it. Here, read this one out loud, please. Can't read it, eh? I know it might help your eyesight. A little bit of lubrication. You know, between you and me, Mike, you may need to see an eye doctor. Everyone, please give our wet applicant a round of applause for his very valiant effort. Thank you, Mike. Good job. You know, Beaker, this is terrible. We were so close. We may never find a replacement for Beaker. Wait. You changed the signs. Beaker? You were changing the signs the whole time? Oh, that's a good joke, Beaker. You got me on that one. Wait, what's wrong, Beaker? But the day's not over yet. I'm certain we'll find someone. Besides, you need to think of happy things like your going away party. Wait a minute. I just had one of my brilliant ideas. Who thinks we should have Beaker's retirement party right now? I've always said science is fun, and to prove it, I'm breaking out my rocking and rolling new invention, the Instant Fun Party! Of course, it's safe, Beaker. It's a party. Now let's get this Instant Fun Party started! As exciting as New Year's Eve without the unpleasant aftertaste. Wait a minute. Oh, dear me. Fireworks for the grand finale. They didn't go off. There, you're sitting on the launcher.
So hurry, come back. So it looks like Beaker at least saved his job this time.
Yeah,
around.
It looks like it. I like the little spray cannons right at the end. That was sort of neat. it caught me by surprise too. I did not expect that. So essentially, you can't see it visually, but there were the entire time. Sort of the front of the spaceship has what looks like maybe it's a propeller, but it's sort of, and then they spin it up, and it's water that comes out of the whole thing, which was kind of cool.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah, there's plenty of gags all over that thing. It's very, very cool. Now, before we finish up, we do want to touch base on a Hollywood Studios Muppet update.
Yes.
Because we do have to go there. And we all made our way through there at one point or another on this past trip. And happy to say that Rizzo's Pizza Place, Pizzeria or Pizza Rizzo's, is getting ready to open.
It's getting ready.
I'd say it's probably about a month away. They did say this fall. So we have about a month left of fall before it actually officially turns to winter. So I'm looking forward to hearing news about that. However, they do have the restrooms at the end of Rizzo's open. What were they called?
At Gonzo's Royal Flush.
Exactly. Which, so Gonzo definitely has
a meeting to go. I did get to use those. It worked out well. No real big changes there. I expected them to be larger. They really aren't. It's just.
I was going to ask, yeah. Anything like stereotypical Muppets, or is it just the job?
No, the theming really wasn't as much as I hoped. You know, who knows, it might not be done, but you hope for those little Muppet things hanging on the walls, but there really wasn't much.
Right.
Now, if you do look at the restaurant itself and think back to where this was Pizza Planet that we're talking about, right? Pizza Planet's gone. They added a balcony that has to add another, you know, maybe not quite, but 40 to 50% seating capacity upstairs in that place.
Oh, no, I'm looking forward to it, and we've talked about this a couple times, and we're praying that they have better pizza. that they talk to the guys over at Epcot and they somehow bring in some type of brick oven type of thin bread or anything but the standard frozen shell decorated pizza.
Honestly, Ed, they don't have to go far because let me tell you something. One of the most underrated places in Hollywood Studios is Mama Melrose, very close to where the old Pizza Planet was. They have some great flatbreads over there, and I think it's way underrated. I don't know if you've been in there lately, but I've been in there for just appetizers, and they're phenomenal. It's worth it to hit Mama Melrose, and hopefully they can leverage some of that not far away.
Yeah, you're right. That's not a bad idea, and for all we know, it could be connected behind the scenes there.
Very well, maybe.
It is kind of on that corner of the block. And here's a secret that I don't share too often. I have not eaten any of Italian restaurants on property. For some reason, I feel that I've eaten enough Italian food in my life, and I want to experiment with so many other things that I just never get around to it.
I know what you're saying and where you're coming from. I love Mama Melrose, and I like Tutto Gusto, the little wine bar over in Italy in front. Those are two places that I absolutely love.
Right. I'll have to expand my horizons.
Yeah, at some point. Well, the appetizers are good over there. Jimmy and I had some great antipasta spread. It was incredible. So it gets some good prosciutto, some supersetta, salami. Ooh, capicola.
Nice, nice. And you know what? We're going to hear about that next week. We're going to have everybody on the podcast together next week. We're going to do one final show about the trips down to Walt Disney World and basically close that up. There's a couple great stories that are still out there we want to share with everybody. And I think it's going to be worth the while, so definitely tune in next week,
too. Yeah, absolutely. We have new Soren to talk about. We have a new Norway experience to talk about. There's lots of things. Star Wars fireworks experience. Yeah.
Right, and don't start me about Soren. Don't start me about Soren.
That's all I got, man. It's been good. This Muppet thing. So let me ask you this before we break. Where do you think this Muppet thing has the potential of going?
You see, I'm not sure because I think we have to find out where Star Wars Land is going. And then based on that, as far as Hollywood Studios go, we'll figure that out. As far as the rest of Walt Disney World properties, I don't know. I mean, based on them going into Liberty Square, that was out of nowhere. I guess they can put them anywhere.
I think that's what they're testing. You know, this is classic. For both of these attractions when we went to see it, you know how Disney does it. When there's something new, there's always someone in the back corner that's got sort of a suit on and the headset on with a clipboard in their hand, and they're clipping things, right? They're watching how many people stop, how long they stop, how many people leave. They're trying to figure out how popular these are. And I guess from what I'm thinking, you know, that Muppet television show, which I thought was pretty cool, didn't survive all that long. So these things may have been in works when the show was on ABC and getting popular, and now that it isn't on ABC, the Muppets are getting to the parks. Is this a good thing? Is it?
I think it's a great thing. I think that the show notwithstanding, they're going to continue to do this. And what's so great about it is that it is removable. I could see it being gone in 2 days, to be honest with you, the set at Liberty Square.
There's not much to the set. When you think about it, I mean, we're talking about windows that open, and there are Muppets in the windows and decorations that fall down, and a crier that walks out who could easily not walk out.
Very true. And poor JJ will be working over at, you know, the restaurant.
JJ
down the
will be ringing the bell in front of the restaurant. You're right.
Or dancing on Main Street. Let's give him some credit.
Yeah. He did have a little bit of talent there. That's kind of what I'm thinking to myself. Ed, how does this fit together? What does Disney do with the Muppets? I love the Muppets. I think they fit. I think they fit other locations. It's a wonderful franchise that for far too long was not leveraged the way that it should be. And I hope that there's a little bit of a resurgence in interest in the Muppets.
Oh, sure. And I tell you what, one of the things that keeps hitting and one of the things that came up as you were saying that was Walt Disney always said, or there's always a big quote out there about how he wants to educate, but you can't let the people know they're being educated.
That's right.
And I think you get that total package with this Muppet show and the Muppet Labs for a certain extent too,
yes.
The Muppet Mobile Labs. We want to hear what you think about the whole Muppets explosion or the Muppets expansion at Walt Disney World. Send us an email at thedisneynerds@yahoo.com and let us know what you think.
Absolutely. Thank you guys for listening. And how can we possibly talk about the Muppets without listening to the pre-show from Muppet Vision 3D. Thank you guys so much for listening. We'll see you next time. Kungaloosh.
We'll talk to you later, guys. Bye-bye.
It's time to raise the curtain on the Muppet Show tonight.
Why do we always come here?
I guess we'll never know.
It's like a kind of torture to have to watch the show.
But now let's get me started. Why don't you get me started?
It's time to get things started
on the most sensational, inspirational, celebrational, motivational.
The sign is a rope. Pull the rope. Pull the rope. Check. Okay, check it. Good. Okay, here we go. Up. Pull. Up. Okay. Yeah. Up. Yeah. 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 Ho, 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 ho. Down. 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 Yeah. Good. Ho, 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 ho. Up. Chuck. Up. Up. Chuck. Up. Chuck. Yeah, okay, good chuck. Okay, okay, here we go. Come on. Thanks, boy. Let me see now. Chuck. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, yeah. Okay, Roy, Rick.
Yeah.
Come here. Okay. Oh, there's a sign. Oh, with the chuck. 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 Over here. Give me a chuck. Okay, chuck. Chuck.
Yeah.
Another side. Another rope. Go, rope. Rope. Okay. Okay. Here we go. Okay, ready? Pull, pull.
Oh,
oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, oh, no, 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 no,
no, no,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no,
no,
the center rope.
Oh, right, right, right.
Yeah, here we go. Ready? One, two, three. Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D. Yeah, good.
Excellent.
Yeah, good, Chuck.
Video display test. Lose the background. Thank you.
Scooter from Mars.
That'll do it.
Hey, guys! Help! Thanks, guys.
Jack?
Haven't I been here before? Mm-hmm.
Good. Is that weird or what?
Hey, Tom.
Yeah.
Tom, over there. How technical. Thanks.
Thank you.
Okay, penguins, into the theater. We have to rehearse. Okay. You two guys. Yeah. Walk us to rehearsal. Yeah. Okay, inside, guys. Okay. Hey, Eugene. Wait a second, We need you, okay? Into the theater. Walk us to rehearsal, Eugene. What? Okay, Elmer, come on now. Okay, all both you guys in. Come on, guys. I need you to. Hey. Hold it. You're not a penguin, you're a chicken.
You're
I told you chickens to stay on the other side of the road. Okay, why did this chicken cross the road?
Yeah.
Ah, that's funny. Hey, penguins, I got a joke. Why did the chicken cross the road?
Ladies and gentlemen, could I have your attention, please? Excuse me,
Quiet! Why, you got to project from the diaphragm.
Thank you, Rizzo. Ladies and gentlemen, if you could step as far forward and close together as you can.
Yeah. Get real close. You see, we're doing research on deodorant strength.
Rizzo, you're disgusting.
It's a gift.
Well, we're ready to start Muppet Vision 3D. And if you'll...
Excuse me, but what's going
on? Oh, he's inside getting ready.
Uh-oh, great. I've got a whole new act of a 3D movie. Just wait here, I'll get him. Okay, get ready, girls. Scooter, I'd like to present the 3Ds.
Hi, I'm Dorothy. I'm Dinah.
I'm Max. Yeah, Debbie was sick, so the union sent me.
Debbie was sick. So do you?
1, 2, 3, by the light!
By the light!
I'm the delivery!
Not the sun, but the moon!
No, come on! No. Fozzie,
okay.
Get him out.
Okay, come on, girls, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry.
All right, maybe another time.
Come on, Max,
hey,
come on, get
the
him.
Dress.
Come on. Oh, brother. Now, folks, if you... Where are you going?
Oh, I'm going to help Miss Piggy with her musical number.
but Bean, you don't know nobody interrupts Miss Piggy while she's rehearsing. I warned you.
Nice outfit. Scooter, there's a telephone call for you. It's urgent.
Oh, thanks.
Yeah. I got him. We don't have a telephone. And now, ladies and gentlemen, while you are a captive audience, a display of tremendous tap dancing talent with the added cultural component of a buck of flowers balanced on my head. Hit it, Rusty.
All right, we're is about ready to start the movie, so if you listen carefully, you can hear the orchestra tuning up. And, hey, no, no, wait a second. Hey, you penguins can't go in there. You'll interrupt the orchestra.
Scooter, these penguins are the orchestra. Come on, Eugene. Come on, Estelle. Come on, let's go. Come on.
All right. Before we go in, here's Sam Eagle with some important safety instructions.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, I am Sam Eagle, and these are some important safety instructions for you.
Sam.
Not now, Gus.
Sam, this is urgent. Come here.
What is it? What?
Yes.
Really? Here?
Right over there.
Well, of course, certainly. Ladies and gentlemen, we have an unexpected surprise. I have the great honor of introducing the one, the only, Mr. Mickey Mouse.
Hello, hi there. Welcome to my pod. What are you doing? Hello.
What? You are not Mickey Mouse. You are a rat.
Rat schmack. Besides, they're tourists. What do they know?
Get out of here!
Okay, do I still get my $10?
Get out!
I got a whole duck back here.
Will you get out?
Yes!
I apologize. Now, where was I? Yes, safety instructions. First, when entering the theater, please move as far to the end of the row as possible. Stopping in the middle is distinctly unpatriotic. Second, do not attempt to walk. While wearing your 3D glasses, you may trip, and frankly, you will look. What are you doing?
I'm just showing how you can trip if you walk with your glasses on.
Will you stop this foolishness?
What foolishness would you like to see?
Will you get out of here?
Yes.
Excuse me.
What now?
We're almost ready, Sam.
Oh, fine. Okay, thank you, Scooter. Now, the performers will all go in the theater first, and then you, the audience, will be admitted. All right, performers, let us enter in an orderly fashion and provide an example. Yeah! Will somebody please take over?
Hello, everyone. My name is Kelly, and in just a moment, you'll be entering through the doors to your right for our showing of Jim Henson's Muppet Vision 3D presented by Kodak. Please stand behind the red light.
Simple rule that's compulsory. Mortals pay.